Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, as always, it is very nice to return with you. Welcome once again to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Heard on our intercom stations, another weekend indeed upon us, another wonderful conversation to be in part of and to get engaged with. As another new member of our Community Focus family joins me, Renee Vaughn. Radio family, you are always with me, so thank you very much. You are definitely my co-host. And this next gentleman that I welcome to our radio family literally is that in a sense, because in his earlier days, he was pretty much kind of where I am now. It's kind of sitting here, Michael, doing what I'm doing, but you've moved on to bigger and better things, let me say. And I mean that in a loving way, of course, but let me say good morning to you, Michael K. Storm, who serves as a realtor and broker. How are you, brother? How you been?
I am doing great, Renee. Good morning to you, and thank you for having me on your program.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the opportunity to just share some great information with your listeners today.
Absolutely. And family, like I said, I can't even really call you a newbie. And that's what I typically term first-time persons on the program. But, Michael, since we go back and, you know, we have great rapport, of course, on social media, and I know we're going to have it here on this public affairs program. But speaking of what I was just alluding to seconds ago, why, number one, might your name sound familiar to some of your listeners? Speaking of radio.
Well, Renee, I was honored to be in the radio industry directly at North Carolina A&T's FM station for over 15 years.
Wow.
As one of the hosts of the gospel music program, The First Light. Many people would remember that I often hosted the Wonderful Wednesday edition. And I would tell them, Renee, look, you may have had a miserable Monday. You may have had a terrible Tuesday. But, oh, we made it to a wonderful Wednesday. So I was just so thankful for the opportunity to be at that station and other stations.
Mm-hmm.
And also during that time, I got to visit a lot of the local churches and various service and events that would happen. And so I used to host a lot and speak and do all that kind of good stuff. And then also I traveled nationally with several different gospel artists and then gospel plays.
Right.
Before there was the plays that we're familiar with now, some of the original plays was A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
Mm-hmm.
And I was honored to be a part of that, and Right Woman, Wrong Man. So as I always say, Renee, the storm has been passing over a long time in the triad.
But you know what? It's a storm that's in a good sense, Michael, because I think a lot of ears, since we're speaking of radio, just perked up after everything that you just mentioned, from the radio programs to the stage plays. But you have really gone in a totally different direction. You have gone into an area that, let me ask you this, number one, if we were to have had this conversation, let's just say maybe 2 to 5 years ago, do you think you would have ever pictured yourself doing what you're doing now? Because, well, number one, you have always had a direct involvement with the community, whether it's been through radio or broadcasting or whether it's been in community productions. So your ties to the community, your love for people has always been there. But doing what you do for a living now, did you see yourself doing that maybe 5 years ago?
I would say no, Renee, because I was always focused on one way to serve people.
Yeah.
And I think that we sometimes forget there are many ways that we can serve our community.
Exactly.
We can serve our community in business, and we can serve our community in nonprofit ways,
right.
Our local churches, civic groups. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways that we can reach our community. And of course, I was very involved in local church ministry and radio 5 years ago. So I really wasn't thinking about real estate, but my wife, let me give credit where credit is due.
That's right.
my wife has been telling me since the day we were married, Michael, you would do great in real estate.
Wow.
And I said, oh, but I'm pastoring, I'm assistant pastoring, I'm traveling, I'm not thinking about real estate.
Yeah.
But hey, the wife is always right. So
I think you have just, if you could see the look on so many wives who are listening to us right about now.
Just surrender.
That's right.
Just surrender. Because if, at the end of the day, you're going to be happier. They're going to be happier.
Right.
If you just submit to the wisdom of
absolutely.
Our
I love that. And that's a beautiful way to put it. But how wonderful that she saw that, you know, just before you even had an opportunity to think about it, she already knew.
Yes, because, you know, Renee, you know, it's no secret. I know some people think that people that are in certain veins are just making all kinds of money and stuff. But I was in ministry for over 25 years. And, you know, I would go and travel and stuff, and it'd be a fish sandwich and $50 love offering. And, you know, I was just doing that, my gift unto God. And, you know, I just didn't think about the financial part of it really too much. But, of course, our mates think about the financial part of it, because even though they want you to be in your purpose and they want you to fulfill your call, at the end of the day, there are practical matters
Absolutely.
That have to be addressed.
This is true.
And so I think that's what my wife was saying. She's like, yeah, I don't want you to stop doing that. I just see how you can help people in a lot of other ways and also help our household.
Yes.
And that's important.
Very much so. Well, and that is a wonderful way to transition into the next question. Michael, for you, now that you are in doing what you do when it comes to residential real estate, do you work in commercial or residential? And what type of clients do you specialize in?
Well, Renee, I work mainly in residential. I specialize in listing properties for those that may be desiring to sell their home in the greater Triad area. And then I provide a free market analysis of their home's estimated value. And then we just discuss, you know, what's the best way to achieve the results that they need. I'm also a certified new home specialist. So a lot of times people think that I'm going to get a new construction home. There's a nice smiling face in the model.
Right.
And they are going to help me. And that's true. They are wonderful people. I work with them every day.
Yeah.
But just remember, those people work for the builder. And I work for the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just always call me before you go buy the model home.
Right.
And I'll be there for you. But especially, I love working with first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
You know, the often underserved and those ready to upgrade, you know, from their current home. Maybe they got that starter home, but, you know, they just you know, are ready to move up.
Absolutely.
And I like to work with them, too.
Right.
Because circumstances, we're moving on up.
Exactly. Because I was thinking, with all of us, circumstances do change. You know, it could be we start out as a single individual, but then, you know, we add another person, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a child. It could be a situation where, of course, families do grow. We start small, but then we get big. So there's just so many different scenarios. But I love the fact that you want to help people achieve that goal, that if they either want to downsize, you know, especially when you have parents that become empty nesters,
yeah,
or you have some that want to upgrade. Because they are empty nesters, you know, it can go so many different ways. But I'm sure you love the fact, like you said, you just get to work with people. And that,
yeah,
it's a process. It's such a beautiful process because you're literally taking that individual by the hand and you're really doing the legwork for us, if you think about it.
Yeah, and Renee, you know, there's just something so special. I can't even explain it.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's something special about helping a family who may have has rented for years,
right,
to finally, you know, be able to have a place that's called their own.
There's an exhale about
yes,
that.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. You get to just put your feet up and
right,
you can paint the walls whatever color you want to paint them. And, you know, you just have that freedom. I always call it, you're not getting a home. You're getting a sanctuary. You're getting a place where you can have peace. And at least that's what it should be. If it's not, then you need to work on that as well.
Yes, this is true, too.
Then,
it's doable.
Also,
it's doable. Yeah. You know what?
And then also seeing the faces of, you know, single
exactly,
moms and single dads getting those keys for the first time.
Yeah.
Watching their kids run to their own room.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like it, Renee. It's the best part of being a realtor.
I'm sure it is for a child to say, this is mine, you know.
Yeah.
And especially if it's an only child. No, if it's a sibling, I'm sure, you know, arrangements are taken care of where still the brother or sister has his or her own bed. But you know what it puts me in the mind of Michael? It takes me back to when I was that person that was in the apartment. And for me, it was a must. I had to be either on the first floor, which sometimes that can be a nightmare, depending upon if you've got somebody who is above you, that's a little bit on the noisy side. And it's just like at all odd hours of the morning, you're hearing different noises. You don't know what's going on. But then when you think about, you don't have that in your own home, even if it is, whether it's a single story house or if it is a two story, if you have, you know, children or you have other family members living with you, at least, you know, these people, you know, their comings and goings. You don't know that necessarily with apartment living. You don't necessarily a lot of us don't know our neighbors in that regard as you do when you're in a neighborhood that actually is comprised of persons who live in a home as compared to those who live in apartments.
And Renee, as far as an apartment's concerned, think about just what we've been through in the last year.
Yeah.
With COVID-19.
Exactly.
You know, you're in an environment that you can't regulate what everyone's doing in all the other units of that building.
Very true.
But you can set the standards at your own house when you live in a home of your own.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you want to be more free in what you do as far as COVID-19, you can be. And if you want to be more strict, you can be, because it's yours. In an apartment, there's a lot of variables, you know, there.
That's a good point. And I'm thinking, too, another word that comes to mind, Michael, is just having your own space. There is nothing like pulling up in your own driveway, looking in your own backyard. That's yours. Whether you're standing on the deck or standing on the grass, looking at the trees, you're looking at your own space.
Yes. And it's important because we don't understand, a lot of us don't understand, that the beginning of wealth in America is owning real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to create wealth for you and your family, then the first step is home ownership. And there are so many programs now, Renee, that people are not familiar with,
exactly,
that they can take advantage of, but they you know, just got to reach out to a caring realtor first, you know?
Absolutely. And that caring realtor, no doubt, sir, is you, my friend, and Michael
Thank
K.
You.
Storm. You're so welcome. I have time for one more question. These first few minutes always fly by, and we only got two questions under our belt. I'm always thankful we have a part two of this public affairs program. But I just wanted to ask you before we go to break, how long have you been doing this now?
I've been doing this for over a year.
Wow.
But I have several closings now. I'm so thankful under my belt. So I've had an experience with septic tanks and wells and public utilities and crawl spaces and a lot of variables. And I have great lending partners and great attorney partners and home inspectors. I've got a whole team, Renee. So when people contact me, they're not just getting Michael K. Storm.
Yeah.
They're getting the power of RE/MAX Master Key as well as all of our other partners. So, you know, even though I may not on paper have a long many years of experience, nobody's going to outdo me on serving my clients.
And that is a very important thing to take into consideration. And I think that serves or really helps us as individuals, Michael, when it comes to making that decision. We want to turn to individuals like yourselves because you're right. Nothing can take away from the community service. And that's the key word is the service that you provide. And you're right. You can't put a number to that.
That's right. And, you know, it makes a difference because I always tell my clients, I'm with my clients every step of the way, whether they have any knowledge and the home buying process, or if they have no knowledge of real estate or the home buying process, I'm going to do whatever needs to be done to make sure that they get that personal realtor experience.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it is just a joy to have you here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So welcome to the family. You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Very welcome. So, Michael, let's take a break. We're going to come back with the second half of the program. And in fact, we're going to pick up with this question that I want to ask you. What does the hashtag your personal realtor mean? So that'll give you a few minutes to ponder on that question. Likewise for you too, radio family, as I, Renee Vaughn, always appreciate your great company. You are indeed listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. I'm Renee Vaughn, joined by Michael K. Storm, and we will be back with more of this public affairs program right after this break. And we do return more of the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations. Great company, of course, with you, radio family, and with members of our Community Focus family, our newest member in RE/MAX, Master Key Realtor and Broker Michael K. Storm. Michael, we had great conversation in speaking with you, not only about commercial and residential real estate, but the importance of home ownership. And that is something that I'm sure for you as a realtor and broker, you have really just seen an increase in individuals who want to become home buyers. And I love what you mentioned earlier in our conversation. You particularly like to focus on first-time home buyers. And I know that there are a lot in just our radio family listening audience who fit that criteria. So for those of you who are looking to make that important step or that important decision, I have one of the best in the business to give you all the information you need. So, Michael, as we continue in our conversation, I left you with the question, what does the hashtag your personal realtor mean? Let's go into detail with that.
Renee, you make me laugh a little bit because I can tell by that question you've been following me on social media.
I have. What gave it away?
that is my hashtag. And, you know, some people see that and they think that it's, you know, just a marketing hashtag. Or they may even roll their eyes like, oh, your personal realtor, what does that mean?
Right.
But when you boil it all down, I care more about my clients, and I like to call them my real estate family, my RE family, more than I do my personal goals or my payday.
Nice.
I want to stop there for a second, Renee, because I think that's important. You know, a lot of people are motivated by money, which is no problem being that. If you're in a business, you're motivated by that. I mean, everybody goes to work every day because they want to get paid. But my thing is, everything I do is with my clients in mind. So I provide and my clients decide. The biggest complaint in real estate is with clients of real estate brokers is that they don't have a lack of communication. You can never reach them by phone. They don't return your emails.
Exactly.
They don't follow up. And that will never. Now, Renee, you got me on tape, so I can't. if anybody ever has this experience, you go straight to Renee and say, pull the tape.
Right, but right. This is true.
You will never have that experience with me. I am with my clients every step of the way. Excellent. It's very personal to me.
Yeah.
And even sometimes, even if it costs me something, I'm going to make sure that they're taken care of.
And that speaks volumes to us, whether we are first-time homebuyers or we are looking to, as we alluded to earlier, we need to make those necessary changes because the family dynamic may have changed. But whatever the situation, you're absolutely right. It really plays an important factor of finding someone who is going to take you through every step of the process, because that's exactly what it is. I mean, this is probably one of the most important life-changing decisions for any individual, next to perhaps buying a car, deciding whether or not we're going to get married, start a family, what legacy we may leave behind once we leave this earth, and so many other different things that may be taking place. But owning a home or just owning some sort of property is probably right in that top five list of certain things that we know that in our lifetime is going to be a life-changing decision that we make.
You are 100% correct. And, you know, you don't want anyone that doesn't care as much as you do.
Absolutely.
You know, Renee, my wife and I purchased two homes, and we had great realtors. I mean, they did the job.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I couldn't tell you what my first realtor's name was because they didn't make a lasting impact, and they didn't make my experience especially special.
Right.
You know, I want this experience not only to get you to closing, but mm-hmm. I want you every step of the way to feel like, hey, I am achieving something, and my realtor is celebrating with me every
right.
step of the way. So we will probably have some times where we cry together, we're
yeah.
going to laugh together, we're
right.
going to cheer together, and of course, we're going to celebrate together, but
exactly,
that's why it's personal to me.
And that says to me, Michael, that it's not a one-and-done situation, because you're the type of individual, too, that once that closing takes place, we have settled in, you're also the type of person that will follow up on us, whether it's 6 months or
yeah.
a year from now, or 5 years from now. Hey, how you guys doing?
Yeah, and it's not always about business, Renee.
Right, you know, exactly.
I think that if you always feel like somebody's creating a relationship or has a relationship with you because there's an angle
mm-hmm.
To it, then you can't have a genuine relationship.
Very true.
Because in the back of your head, you're always thinking, well, they're only calling me because they want to see if I know anybody that wants to buy or sell a house.
Yeah.
Well, no, I want to see, you know, how's the family, how's your children,
right.
What's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, if, you know, you want to share something with me that I can help you with, then that's great. But
right.
if not, it's okay.
Exactly. So you really are about the importance of priorities and where they lie. And that is so,
yes, ma'am.
That is so key. Now, I see you are a realtor with RE/MAX MasterKey. What makes that brokerage particularly special?
Thank you so much for asking,
sure.
Renee. RE/MAX MasterKey's franchise owners are incredible people, Carmen and Keith Palmer. They both grew up in Rockingham, North Carolina area.
Yeah.
I knew Keith in high school.
Wow.
So we've got a long relationship.
Uh-huh.
And our office is the first Black-owned RE/MAX in the triad. Let's take a moment and celebrate that and acknowledge how huge that is.
Yes.
Because there are so many different RE/MAX offices,
mm-hmm.
and ours is the first to be black owned.
Wow.
And our brokerage is also very involved in various nonprofits like the Ronald McDonald House, the homeless shelter in Winston-Salem. I don't want to say the name because I may say it incorrectly, but for over 40 years of combined experience, we have served, been serving our diverse community. And that's why I chose RE/MAX Master Key. I could go anywhere and work with anyone. Brand, but I want to work with a brokerage that has a heart and a concern about the community.
And has a direct tie to the community as well. Now, of course, Michael, you know that we, or many, just celebrated Black History Month. But of course, every day is a celebration of the importance of our history. But how wonderful it is to know that the office is the first Black-owned right here in the Piedmont Triad. And that in itself speaks volumes for those who are listening to this program.
And I was going to say, I think that adds a lot of value to the brokerage, to your listeners, because we love your programming. We laugh with you in the morning.
Thank you. We get up
and praise in the morning. And then, of course, folks are jamming all across the triad all day long.
Thank you so much.
And just enjoying the program there. So, you know, we're a brokerage that is connected to your listeners.
I really appreciate that because, Michael, that says to me, when I say family to you and I call you radio family, you really are my family. You are my extended family. You are so welcome. And speaking of you, radio family, thank you very much for listening. Great company as always, and a beautiful opportunity to welcome those of you who may just be joining us. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. It is heard every weekend here on our intercom stations, just as you're listening to us now. And every weekend, Michael, I tell you, I enjoy this program so much because it puts me in direct conversation with beautiful individuals like yourself. And we do engage in conversation that really does give back to the community. I love your community involvement directly, whether it's with RE/MAX and even outside of RE/MAX in the things that you do. So let me just take this opportunity once again to say thank you and really appreciate what you do in giving back.
Thank you, Renee. And then same goes back to you.
Thank you.
You know, like you said in the beginning, we go back like recliners.
That's right.
Known each other and known of each other for years.
For years, that's right.
The Jazz Festival and different things that I've seen you host. And so just thank you for allowing that relationship to just grow and mature and continue.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to reach on over this microphone and just give you a big old radio hug. I really appreciate that.
I receive it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, as we do continue in this great conversation, let me ask you this. What should those listeners, our radio family who desire to buy a home, know before they even get in contact with you?
Well, first, let me just say congratulations on making the decision to taking the first steps to home ownership. That is huge.
That is
huge. Times we have plans, goals, and visions, but we never take that first step to make the phone call or even research it. So congratulations on that. And so many times I hear my potential buyers, especially now, those that are listing their home, they already have a home and they kind of been through the process.
Right.
But for my buyers, they are always afraid of the no. So they don't want to be rejected. So they don't make the call because they feel like, well, my credit's not that great.
Right.
Maybe I don't have this level of income. But I'm here to tell you, the only way to begin is to call and get the information needed for the home buying process. You got to make the call and have we have a list of preferred lenders, as I mentioned before, inspectors, closing attorneys, and a great team that can help my client to be successful and have that home ownership. So, of course, they can use any combination of those companies that they want to, whether they are folks that I work with or outside of that. But the first thing is just to make the call. And then when you call me, you're going to find that it's going to go on autopilot because I do this all day, every day. Okay.
Right.
It's not going to be hard. And I'm not judging. It's a no judging zone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just give me a call, whatever your situation. If you desire to be a homeowner, we're going to do a new buyers or a new client survey to find out more of what you want. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to provide them some free resources. Did we say free, Renee?
Yes, we did say free. We like free.
And so I pay for a home buying e-guide that sends them all the information on the home buying process.
Wow.
And then I'm announcing today, Renee, for the very first time publicly, that I just completed a new book.
Ah.
And I wrote a book because I saw a need. And, you know, so many people call me and they say, you know, do you recommend this person to help me with my credit? There's credit services that help people with their credit and different things like that.
Right.
And those places are great. A lot of those services are wonderful. They have caring people behind the scenes.
Yes.
But I found out that, Renee, if you're just willing to, maybe you got more time than you got money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can show you step by step in my new book called Do It Yourself, Credit Repair and Practical Budgeting.
Wow.
So I do not sell that book, Renee. Mm-hmm. That's not for sale. That is absolutely 100%
free,
only to my client.
Wow. And like you said, to debut that incredible news on this public affairs program is just wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because we have heard the phrase or the terminology, knowledge is key. And it's so true when it comes to, for us as individuals to better ourselves, whether it is through home buying, whether it is through a certain form of education. And it seems like the more knowledge we take in, the more we actually can see ourselves being in a better position than where we currently may be. But I wanted to just sort of backtrack what you were saying earlier. It's up to us to make that individual decision. You're willing to do the footwork. You're willing to put in your all. But we got to come in and do our part, too. It's like,
because,
you know,
having knowledge, Renee, is just the beginning. And I'm sorry.
Exactly.
To cut you off.
No. But do not apologize.
Knowledge is great.
It is.
Knowledge is key, but applied knowledge opens the door.
Yeah, very true.
And so you know, we can know a lot of stuff, but until we actually walk
apply it,
it doesn't make a difference. So I know your listeners are very wise and very attentive to this conversation.
Yes.
So they know what they need to do. They need to make that move.
Absolutely. And that's why I love my radio family, because that's exactly right. You couldn't have said it any better. I couldn't have said it any better, Michael, in that. But you're absolutely right. It is taking that knowledge. And again, up to us to how, when, or where we're going to apply it. And it's also key, too, that with that knowledge, we also get in direct connect with individuals who also have that additional knowledge and can help us take that process even further. That's why it's so wonderful to have professionals like yourself who really do care for us, because it's a learning process really for all of us. Because for you, you mentioned earlier, only been doing this for a year, but look at all the amazing experiences, Michael, that you have just seen within the last 12 months between 2020 and where we are in 2021. And you don't have to necessarily give me specifics, but just off the top of your head, how many people have you helped within the last year with the home buying process, would you say?
Within the last year, between 15 and 20.
Wow.
Within the last year. And some of those, Renee, I started walking with them through the process last year, and they're going into purchasing their home, like a single mother that closed on her home in Reidsville, North Carolina last week.
Wow.
Her and her son, she went into her new home, and I'd been working with her for several months.
Yeah.
Or like the senior couple that had 32 half acres and a farm in Madison, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it's been in their family for four generations as a farm.
Yeah.
And they decided to sell it. And now, next week, in about a week, I sold three of their properties. after two other realtors had tried and were not able to
do it.
Sold all three of the properties, Renee. And then next week, this senior couple who's dealing with, you know, age as we get older and, you know, you have health concerns and stuff, they're going to be absolutely mortgage free.
Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
And Renee, you know, just so people will understand, the average realtor or the average broker in North Carolina is required to do about 8 hours of training every week just to, I mean, not every week, every year, just to keep their license. And last year, I invested $4,000 of my own money into my training, additional training, and that was over 350 hours.
Wow.
So that I could be designated and certified in all sorts of different topics to serve my clients.
Wow. And you know what, too, Michael, you are alluding to this when you speak about areas such as Reidsville and the beautiful area of Madison. Location is also another important factor when it comes to that home buying process. So whether we want to live here in the immediate triad, think about all of the beautiful cities around Reidsville and Madison. You have Kernersville, you have Winston-Salem, you have High Point, you have Jamestown, you have Greensboro. Even if you want to go a little down further, you know, to areas. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm helping a single dad right now in Burlington.
Beautiful.
To purchase his home. And I think that that's important, too, because there are hardworking, great young men out there,
absolutely,
you know, that want to purchase a home. And I'm all about that. I want to help everyone that wants to receive the help.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, let me ask you this question. Now, if someone has challenged credit, and you were just touching on credit, what is the score that will make them eligible for a home mortgage?
All right, Renee. So I know a lot, but I'm going to try to stay in my lane on this one, okay? I'm a realtor and not a lender, so I don't want to get any of my lending friends out there that may be listening mad at me. But a minimum score of around 600 seems to be required for most lenders. So if you've got a score around 600, I do have some lending partners that even go as low as 580, then give me a call. However, 640 and above seems to be that sweet spot. So if you've got at least 640 or above, then we can get you into a home. But I normally just encourage all of my clients to download certain apps, and I can tell you how to do that if you contact me, to review your credit score before applying for the home mortgage. And Renee, this is a little tidbit for everybody. There are three credit scores, not just one.
Right.
So you got to check them all, because every lender has a little special secret mix of qualifications.
Gotcha.
But if you want to buy and you're willing to do the work, we can get you home. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. That transitions nicely to this question. How much money does a buyer need in cash to buy that house?
Again, their lender is going to be able to give them specifics, but in general, there are fees associated with it. So you're going to need due diligence. And if you don't know any of these terms, Renee, don't worry. Don't know these terms.
Yes.
I will help you with that. I'm going to send you a dictionary of real estate when we connect.
Beautiful.
There's due diligence, there's earnest money, and there's money for home inspection. So although there are great programs in North Carolina, federal and state programs, to assist our home buyers with down payments and closing costs, most will need some available cash during the process. So VA loans are no money down, which is an awesome benefit to our veterans.
Right.
So if you're a veteran, please. I closed on a VA loan last year for a lovely couple. And this is what I like, Renee. They said to me, they said, Michael, now this is not a young, you know, younger couple. They was in their 40s and 50s buying their first home. And they said, Michael, when we saw you were a realtor, we knew it was time for us to buy a house.
Wow. and if you don't mind, let me say this to you lovingly, my brother. 40 and 50, that's still young. That's still young for some of us.
I am in my 40s, Renee, so I'm not saying that, but I'm just
saying,
you know, most people buy their homes in their 30s.
This is true. You know, totally understand.
Family or whatever.
Yeah. I had to have a little fun with you there.
Yeah, but they're not old. They're my age.
Right.
I was just saying that for a couple to be together, and they've been together for many years,
right?
And they have beautiful children.
Yeah.
To have been renting all that time.
And that's a good point.
And then to see you walk into something and they say, oh, well, that released me to walk into my new home.
Absolutely.
And so it's just a beautiful thing. But also, I want to say that the FHA loans are great for first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. It only requires 3.5% down. And those fees and costs may also be covered by various down payment assistance programs. So right. What am I saying? What are we saying, Renee? Mm-hmm. Call.
Exactly.
Call.
I couldn't have said
it. Old commercial. Call me.
That's
now.
Right.
Call
that's
me
right.
Now.
And see how you just worked that in so beautifully. That will actually be my final question of the day for us. How do we contact you?
Well, my direct cell is 336-552-3251. You can call or text me. Call or text me at 336-552-3251. My website is Michael K. Now, you got to make sure you put that K in there.
That's right.
Don't forget. Michael K. Storm, just like a storm outside, dot realtor. So Michael K. Storm dot realtor. And you can find me on all social media, just like Renee Vaughn did.
That's right.
Michael K. Storm. So if you search for Michael K. Storm in all the social media outlets, you will find me, and then we will connect. And I would love to serve you and your family and friends.
And Michael, thank you so much again for those of us in our communities that you have helped thus far. I am almost without a doubt know that that individual that you have helped, whether recently or months ago, is likely tuning in to the weekend edition of Community Focus and likely are just grinning from ear to ear. I know this guy that Renee's talking to today.
So. Yes, they are, because they are, I'm sure, listeners of your great station.
Thank you so much. Well, I tell you, this station is only great because of radio family such as yourself. So, Michael, thank you so much. As you no doubt know, I am never a one and done individual. So, my brother, I just look forward to an opportunity for us to get together, because the one thing that I have definitely discovered with my realtor friends is that lately the housing market has just been on fire. People have been looking to, whether they are the owners of a house for the first time or they're looking to make various changes to their circumstances, they're just looking for a place to call their own. And it's just so wonderful to know that there are individuals like yourselves who are out there to help people like us. So thank you. Don't stop what you're doing. Just keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Renee. And it's such an honor to be with you today in your Community Focus family, and I look forward to helping them find shelter from life storms, because that's really what it's all about.
And thank you so much for really the best way to end our conversation. Don't like to see it come to an end, Michael, but in this case, thankfully, there are no goodbyes. So, my friend, I'm just going to say until next time.
Thank you, Renee.
You
I
are
appreciate you
so welcome.
So
I appreciate you, too. And Radio Family, likewise, because I know there are a lot of you, just like Michael, who are doing incredible things in our community. You, too, keep up the great work as well. And indeed, no goodbyes ever from me, Renee Vaughn. Until that next time, thank you so much for tuning in to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Please continue to stay safe. And until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Everybody, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.